We're learning together Sharei Raz, Women's Tshuva of the Week. Let's talk about some delicate issues. We're going to talk about, first of all, proper conduct between a husband and wife on Yom Kippur. And we're going to talk about handling children on Yom Kippur. So, proper conduct between a husband and wife in Yom Kippur. So, we know that marital relations are prohibited on Yom Kippur. And we're pretty strict about it. You know, that a couple are not allowed to sleep in the same bed as the spouse, even when clothed. It applies both during the day and the night. The husband and wife are not allowed to touch each other. And it's better, though not required, to act with the same precautions as when she is in Ida. However, if he needs to pass his wife something he cannot do in any other fashion, he may do so, preferably only during the daytime. Okay, it's interesting. The Oral Tzion, Chacham Ben Tzion Abashul, allow husband and wife to touch each other non-affectionately during the day if it's necessary. Interesting. And Yaakov Yosef writes that one can be necessary regarding all the harachakot, all the separations, since it's passing, except for hugging and kissing. All right, that certainly makes sense, because protection. Okay, next. Handling, different subject. Handling children on Yom Kippur. Any child under the age of 13 is not, strictly speaking, required to fast. However, a child should try to not wear leather shoes, unless it's really, really necessary for the child. A child, male or female, who is below 9 years old should not fast at all, even for a few hours, after which one makes sure that his children are fed before going to the Beit Knesset. Interesting, the Rama adds, even if a child wants to fast below age 9, do not let him fast. One may even give the child food directly, and the food is not considered to be muktzeh. As Chacham Ben Zion clarifies, after the child turns 9, one should educate him to refrain from eating an hour or two past the time he would normally eat breakfast. However, one should make sure to keep a watchful eye on the child to ensure it doesn't become faint or weak. Similarly, if a child needs a drink in the middle of the night, you can certainly give it to him. Yeah. And the Torah Moedim, that's Chacham David Yosef, says one should give the child something to eat after Shacharit, not wait till after Kriyat Torah. Generally, each child is different. One should be cautious unless one knows without a doubt the child can withstand fasting for longer than a few hours. Now, when a boy or a girl turns 11 years old, he or she may fast the entire day, provided that he or she is physically fit. However, one is unsure whether the child can fast, and a boy who is 10 or a girl is 11 should try to fast until Chatzot, and not after that. Once a boy turns 13, a girl turns 12, that's it. That's all best or rough. They're obligated to fast the entire day. Okay. And you're allowed to nurse, and you're allowed to, nursing obviously, you're allowed to wash and clean a baby on Yom Kippur. That's interesting. Though, well, that's Chazor HaVajah. Rav Ben Tzion, Avshul writes, that it's preferable to ask a non-Jew to wash the child, right? And Yaakov Yosef says you should wash the child only if the child is dirty. All right. She's wishing everybody a great week. Full bracha and briyut. Tzidkus shanim rabot.